get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the only real estate show that matters in all of the universe of radio. I'm really excited today because we're talking with Allison Palmgren from Guiding Light Properties. It's going to be a very interesting conversation because there are many strategies that one can use when investing in real estate. And quite frankly, I want to know how she got started investing in real estate. And you might be a business owner, you might be an entrepreneur listening to this show, and you're thinking, okay, Abhi, seriously, you talk about real estate every single day. Absolutely, because I believe at my core, at the foundation of what I do, that real estate is the best investment, period. But it involves a lot of homework. It involves a lot of due diligence. It involves a lot of shaking hands, learning from amazing people, and just taking a lot of notes. Of course, understanding yourself, your investor's mindset, all of these things are crucial. That's why we went out and sought some of the best minds in the real estate industry to kind of help us uncover some of these things. A lot of these folks then jump on the show with me and we talk about their strategies on how they got to be as successful as they are as a real estate investor. My guest today is Allison Palmgren. Again, as I mentioned, she is with Guiding Light Properties. She's the founder and owner, and she's been a real estate investor for the last 5 years, and I'm excited because she has a very unique story. And guess what? She's also Think Realty's Women to Watch in 2019. She's one of the many women to watch in 2019. Super excited for her to be on the in the March issue of the magazine. And I want to get started speaking with her. So let's make this happen. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Abhi. It's a pleasure to be here, an honor to get to chat with y'all at Think Realty, just doing awesome things over there. So thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm excited. I ran down the list, and I had the sneak peek at the list of all the folks, and there are only like a hand-selected group of women to watch in 2019 that Think Realty is talking about in the magazine, and I'm like, I want to learn more about everyone. So I put in everybody's name into Google, and I came across your story, and I was really excited to have this interview. So tell our audience, tell listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, my name's Allison Palmgren. I'm 33, live in North Carolina, so I do fix and flips. That's probably my primary real estate investing strategy right now. Mm-hmm. I also do money lending. That's something I started getting into to build more passive income. And then I also do some rentals, but the majority of my real estate business is fix and flip. So I left the automotive world. That was the career path that I was in. I used to be a finance manager for a large auto group and was making pretty good money. But what I lacked was freedom. I was working 60, 70 hours a week. It felt like I was sleeping at the dealership practically. I had to work every Saturday, never knew when I'd get off work. So like I felt kind of trapped. Even though I was making good money, I didn't have the time to enjoy it. So I really love to travel, go on adventures, kind of have that gypsy blood. So I love that. And I was missing that. So that kind of made me realize I needed to make a change, and that wasn't the career path that I wanted to go down. So I actually put in my 2 weeks notice. They started changing my compensation plan. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back that actually led me to put in my 2 weeks notice. I had no clue what I was going to do. I knew I wanted my own business. I didn't want to go work for somebody again, but wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And I was actually browsing on Craigslist for like investment opportunities and business opportunities. And I came across an ad to work with this real estate investing group, which I ended up working with. I got educated in real estate investing, started taking training classes. And then I did my first flip about 3 months later and just haven't looked back since. So it's been an awesome learning experience. I've been learning so much about business, purpose in wealth building, generating income through real estate, but also more of the kind of business behind the business that a lot of people don't focus on because it's not as glamorous, but how to save money on interest and taxes and planning for long term. You want to build wealth and grow that income, and real estate is a awesome, you know, generator to do that, but you want to be able to keep more of the money you're making, and business ownership and real estate investing really provides an excellent vehicle to do that as well.
So I'm a firm believer in really understanding your why, right? Really, really understanding why to get into real estate investing. And I feel like you touched on it a little bit, which was your employer at the time, they started changing the compensation plan, and then you were about ready to take that leap. What is that, like, super deep, inner-rooted why for you? And how can somebody listening to the show, our audience, kind of find their why with real estate investing?
Yeah, no, I think I 100% agree that you have to find that factor that motivates you. Because a lot of people, when you'll talk to them, oh, why do you want to do real estate investing? Or why do you want your own business? Oh, I want more money. If I could just make $10,000 a month, or if I could just make $100,000, or if I could have this much in the bank. But that's really not the reason that people are motivated. It's what they think the money can do for them that is really the motivator. So I absolutely recommend digging deep. For me, the freedom was the key thing. I was making, you know, low six figures in my late 20s. That was, you know, that was a pretty good scenario for, you know, somebody working in the corporate world. So it wasn't that I had a lack of money. Not that, trust me, I want to make more and achieve more goals and, you know, but it wasn't the money that was missing in my life. It was the freedom. So the freedom to me was the most important factor. That is my number one driver, is the freedom. And to me, what I like to do with that freedom is, as on the fun side of things, is travel. And like I said, go on adventures. I was in Thailand for 32 days last year. And then I went to Europe for 6 weeks. And I went to Mexico for a couple weeks. I picked up diving. I started scuba diving last year. So I was out of the country over 3 months last year because of what this business did for me. And last year was the first big year for travel for me because I had to take the time to build the foundation to get into that position. Don't get me wrong. I went on trips and stuff, but not the kind of travel I did last year. And some things fell through the cracks, honestly. Like, I knew that it wasn't going to be perfect, and it wasn't. Like, I'm not afraid to talk about my mistakes or the things that aren't, I guess, the rainbows and butterflies, because real estate isn't all rainbows and butterflies. There is some risk. The one, I guess, thing that really fell through the cracks is I got stuck with a contractor that I had doing two jobs for me, and he wasn't on pace. He finished one job about three times longer than he was supposed to, and then the other job he bailed on. So I actually own one property that I've had over a year now because of that scenario. I was traveling so much, I was trying to find hire another contractor, but that, so I, you know, I have one property that I've owned over a year, and fix and flip, that's awful. But I'm not focused on the negative. I think about all the positive that brought, and going on that travel last year, it kind of gave me a second wind. It helped refocus me why I'm doing this, what I love. And now my volume is higher than ever. I've got 5 flips going right now, including that, including the dud that I've had a year, but it still looks like it'll be a profitable scenario. Not as big as it obviously would have been from the beginning, but you know, things are just awesome. I've got 5 flips going. I'm lending on 2 deals for other people. I'm somebody in Virginia and then somebody in Georgia right now. So I've got that passive income. Also have 4 rental units. I've got a 4-unit building. I also have turned my house into a business. I live for free and cash flow on my house. So that's kind of cool. So it's just, provided a lot, and the freedom is huge.
That is incredible. So you brought up a lot of interesting topics, and we're going to break. So Think Realty Nation, get in touch. Allison, what's the best way that we can reach out to you?
Oh, all of social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter. You can find me at Allison Palmgren, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Palmgren, P-A-L-M-G-R-E-N.
Awesome. If you need to sell, go to GuidingLightProperties.com. More with Allison and her mistakes when we come back. See you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Real estate notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at PaperSourceOnline.com. That's PaperSourceOnline.com.
Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. We are back. Got questions for me? Listen, I'm here to answer them right here on Think Realty Radio. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Again, that's thinkrealtyradio.com. I kind of did a Bugs Bunny there for a second. I don't know why that happened. thinkrealtyradio.com. That actually, what is that? That's not a Bugs Bunny. Yes, exactly. All right, I'm talking to my producer, Dave, here today. He's sitting right next to me. We're trying to both figure out who the cartoon character was. But anyway, nonetheless, my guest today is Allison Palmgren of Guiding Light Properties. She is one of Think Realty's women to watch in 2019. And make sure you pick up a copy of the March issue of the magazine. You can do so at Barnes and Noble. So really, really excited for that. So congratulations again, Allison, for that. We're talking about new investors in this segment. If you're listening and you're thinking, well, you know, geez, I don't know if this is for me, or if you're a nerd or if a geek or geekazoid or whatever, or whomever, and you generally
think like this in terms of data and numbers and all this stuff, I feel like this segment is going to be the best for you.
Allison, before the break, we were talking and alluding to some of your mistakes as a new real estate investor when you first started. What are some additional mistakes that you made on top of, say, not being as on the ball with the contractor as you would have liked to be?
Yeah, that was definitely a big one for me. But there's so many great things about real estate, but there's always going to be learning experiences. I guess the mistakes aren't necessarily bad things because you can learn from them. So overall, it's been a great journey. So there's not a whole lot that I guess I have negative about it. Something that I'm challenged with, I guess, is finding the right people. So I, you know, in the beginning, I did things myself. Now my goal is to leverage as much as possible, and it's really hard to find good people. So I wish I kind of would have started that sooner, looking at pay ranges, how to train people, but it was definitely something that I had to learn and grow into training people. But there, I guess the mistakes and stuff, the kind, you know, giving too much leverage to a contractor to do two deals at one time was one of the biggest struggles. But I mean, overall, it's been, you know, really good. Some of the, I guess, little hiccups that have, you know, happened. My second flip, I had a HVAC system go out. So that wasn't an expense I was planning for. That ended up being $6,500. That wasn't, I guess, necessarily a mistake, but things come up in real estate. But because of how I had ran the numbers and I had enough profit margin as well as kind of a slush fund for unexpected events, that didn't kill me. If somebody ran numbers to only make 10 grand on a flip and then an unexpected, you know, repair comes up of 6,500 and then they sell the property for 5 grand less and they thought, then it's a negative deal. So that's why it's really important to do the number. So I have had, you know, unexpected things come up like that with repairs I didn't know, but I planned for that so that, you know, those type of things haven't ever been devastating for me. But that's just something that, you know, you don't always know what can happen, but when you know how to run numbers properly and plan for things going wrong, then it is not a surprise or devastating when that does come up.
Yeah, at some point in time, if we have time, I know we have you only for a few short segments here, but if we have some time during the show, I'd love to see if we can dive into some of the numbers that you like to evaluate and how you look at deals. I think that would be kind of interesting.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a numbers girl. I love that.
I love it. In terms of new investors, if you attend networking events and different conferences, everybody's saying something different, right? And then synthesizing all of this and understanding how it plays into our investment personality and decision-making can be, well, rather difficult. What do you suggest should be the biggest focus for new investors that are just getting started?
Okay. Now, that question can depend on who the actual person is. Everybody has an investor ID, and that can absolutely evolve over time. So I will, I guess, go with the majority of people out there and kind of go into the other possibilities. But most people are in need of cash right now. Okay, most people start out where, hey, I need some checks, I need to make some money. Doing that, I think the best ways to start out in real estate or the progression, the first step is wholesaling. That's where you find a property, you don't actually purchase it yourself, but you have an invested interest in it by getting it under contract, and then you can assign that interest to another investor. So you don't have a lot on the line, there's not a lot of risk. Now that's the most work because you got to go out and find those leads, find the deal, and then find another buyer for that deal, but there's not a lot of risk involved. So that's a great way for people to get started. The next step is fix and flip, where people have skin in the game. For fix and flip, you don't necessarily have to use your own money, but you have to use somebody's money. So you have to have access to money, or you need to understand creative strategies for how to structure a deal creatively without having to use a lot of your own money, or in some cases, you can do it without using any of your own money. So those are strategies to make money now, and it just depends on what where people are at in their personal circumstances. The more tools you have in your tool belt, the better. It absolutely is possible to do real estate without having a lot of money, with having, you know, bad credit, not having great credit. You still can do it, but it takes more work because you don't have those resources readily available to you. If you have good credit, if you have savings, if you know people and have relationships with people with money or people that have money in retirement plans, then that's something that you can use that capital to invest. So it just really all depends, you know, where you're getting started. If somebody's been working in the corporate world and they've got a big retirement plan or they've got lots of money saved up, they may say, hey, I don't necessarily need a ton of money right now. I want that passive income. That would be maybe money lending or doing rental properties. There's lots of passive income streams, but usually people start with the money-making now strategies that make you big checks and then gradually work their way into the passive strategies, more into the rentals and the money lending and other, you know, there's notes, liens, all that type of stuff that's more passive strategies. So it depends where you're at and with your own scenario.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing too, Allison, is even if as a business owner, you're listening and you're like, well, you know, I have a couple $100,000 to play around with, that doesn't mean that you enter a market and just go crazy buying stuff or partnering on deals, or that's probably the worst thing to do. What you want to do is thoroughly understand the market and thoroughly education. Understand your perspective, right?
Yes. Somebody with a lot of money and no knowledge in real estate investing, that is very dangerous and a very quick way to lose a lot of money. For my personal scenario, I had mentioned that I chose to get educated. I found a great team to work with to get trained in real estate investing and started taking classes. So I had quit a high paying job. And so I needed to make money fast and replace that income. So for me, getting educated was the quickest road there. There are definitely a lot of people out there, you know, who didn't have an education in real estate investing that are very successful. But if you talk to them, they all went through a very hard road of lots of mistakes and losing lots of money and, you know, learning the hard way. So, you know, it is possible to learn, you know, from the school of hard knocks, but that's not how I wanted to do it. I wanted to build up a business and income as soon as possible, and having all those pieces in the right place was key, you know, in my success. So that's something I definitely recommend. Don't just jump in blind. You need to get educated on what you're trying to do.
So we got to go to break. When we come back, we will talk about how to build a real estate business from the ground up, just like Allison has, and see the success that she's seen. And also how to find that work balance. You know, as a real estate investor, it can be really hard. I know I'm hard on myself all the time. I'm like, I want to buy everything and do everything and be Superman. But guess what? That's not reality. I'm either going to do one thing and really focus and build the systems, or I'm going to start pulling my hair out. So before you pull your hair out, go to thinkrealtyradio.com and learn so you don't have to lose hair. That's all like that. It's all part of the game here. Have questions? thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask a question on the right side. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Renfax combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Renfax can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Renfax can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RenfaxPro.com. RenfaxPro.com.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. We're back. Have questions for me? Want to stalk me on social media? I get it. I would too. Considering I have to face for radio, what you want to do is go ahead and go to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever. and type in Avi Golhar. If you don't know how to spell my name, it happens. I kind of tend to forget how to do the same thing. All you need to do is go to Google, type in A-B-H, and it will autofill for you, which is quite interesting because I've somehow become Google autofill famous. Not as famous as Allison Pelgrim, though. She is one of the women to watch for Think Realty in 2019, and you can check out the March issue where she will be featured along with the other women that Think Realty is featuring as a woman to watch in 2019 this year. I'm really excited to read about that when that issue comes out, and most importantly, to kind of hear some of these strategies and comments. I'm really excited because everybody needs that edge and everybody needs that lift every now and then, so cannot wait. That being said, Allison, let's talk a little bit about scaling and building a real estate business, especially with that work-life balance. You know, it's tough. I don't want to work all the time, but then I also don't want to not work all the time. How do you do that? And I must also say this, is I have a feeling, and I just know women are so much better at figuring this out than men are.
I don't know about that, but building any type of business, it's not going to happen on its own. And I do think, you know, people sometimes have a view of it that, oh, you snap your fingers and it happens overnight. The TV shows and stuff don't necessarily show all the behind the scenes and the nitty gritty of what goes into building a real estate business. You see the before and the after and not the in between about how they found the deal, how they funded the deal, the management of the contractors, execution, like you don't see that. So a lot of people don't realize how much is involved. So you definitely have to be willing to put in the time. It's a grind at first. It doesn't happen on its own. So finding that why is super important that you mentioned earlier. You have to have enough fire inside you that says, I am so unhappy with something in my life right now that I am willing to put in this work to make a difference. It could be, you know, not having enough time with your family. It could be that you aren't making enough money to support yourself or to have the lifestyle you want, or you want time to pursue some other passion in music or golf or whatever. So you have to find that why to be able to make those decisions that say, okay, I'm going to work on my business instead of watching TV or instead of taking that nap or sleeping in, because you have to dedicate the time. Absolutely.
How do you time block? Like, is it just a time block thing for you? I feel like Allison is the type of person, like, this is what I think about, like, all super high-performing people like you, okay? You guys and gals wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you run a marathon, do 2 hours of yoga, read a book, meditate, levitate, and then write in your journal about your experiences, and that's all done by 7 a.m. Like, how do you make all this possible?
Well, you have to take off one piece at a time. I didn't start off doing all these different things. The first year that I started, I focused on getting educated, and I did one fix and flip, but that was enough to pay all my bills. So I took the time to get educated, which gave me the knowledge to be able to keep doing that and duplicate and then build. So it's very easy to get shiny object syndrome, where you want to do it. Oh, well, should I be fixing and flipping? Should I be wholesaling? Oh, well, what about these notes and deeds and blah, blah, blah. You know, you can't do everything at once. So that's why it really is important to understand what you're looking for. Do you need big checks now? Go down the strategy of wholesaling if you're just getting started and don't have a lot of resources. Or maybe you do have the resources, fix and flip. Or if you just want to add more passive income onto your current job, maybe rentals are the way to go. You know, so you want to focus. You can't be a master of everything in the beginning. So you really need to focus. Time block. I am a hot mess with organization. Like, I am a big I'm a big
I had a feeling
person.
You were going to say this.
I'm so unorganized. If you guys could see my office right now, it's a little scattered to say the least, but I focus on the big picture, and you know, the organization is kind of, I've had to get more organized to, you know, achieve the results that I want and to not go completely crazy, but I'm not good at, that's not something that comes natural for me. So that's something that I've really had to, it did feel like shiny object syndrome, but when I would learn something new, I would go try that out. When I learned about auctions, I would go track the local county auctions and see how that worked. And then I kind of realized that that wasn't the best strategy for me to pursue, that I wanted, you know, to do different lead acquisition, or basically different ways of getting properties, which is a whole other conversation, but that auctions weren't a way for me to pursue. So you, when you learn, you try it and see if that works. And if it doesn't work, that doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't work. It may be the way that you're attacking it doesn't work. So don't, you know, you may want to tweak things first before you decide that's not a way for you to go, but it definitely takes dedication. And the biggest thing is consistent, committed action. If you decide you want to do this, you have to be all in, dipping your toe in, oh, maybe let's see if this real estate investing thing works. It ain't going to work. If that's your mentality, you have to know, hey, this is working for other people. It can work for me, but you are that other ingredient. If you have the right education and training and, you know, you become the baker or the chef, where you have to actually go and implement that recipe for success, and that's up to you. And quite frankly, a lot of people don't have that drive to continue taking that consistent, committed action, because it doesn't happen all at once. I did one flip my first year, you know, for an entire year. I did one fix and flip. It didn't happen all at once for me. It's something that I've been taking consistent, committed action, getting trained up in real estate, but also doing self-development. I've grown as a person by realizing there's other things that I want to learn than just finance and real estate. But after I took the time to learn that, I'm like, oh, there's other things about myself, you know, that I want to become that person to step into that role. So I've done other training outside of business and financial that focus more on me growing as a person. And I think that's really important, that as you want to build a very successful business, to grow yourself to be able to step into that. So there's a lot of things, but consistent, committed action is the number one thing. And then getting educated. Well, I'd say getting educated to me is the number one thing, but then taking committed, consistent action on that education. And that's really what it takes. There will be hiccups along the way, but if you keep going, it's not an if you'll be successful, it's a when.
It's a when. It's interesting how the vocabulary of real estate just needs to be learned, right? Very similar to, are you a red wine person or are you a white wine person? And it just takes some time to develop a palate if you want to become a certain type of wine person. The same thing for coffee, right? You gotta, you know, it's an acquired taste. The same thing here. You have to find the right group of people to hang around. Go find some mentors that you can study under that have a good established track record investing in real estate, so you can now gain all of this information. We've got to go to break in about a minute. Allison, quick question. What are your goals for 2019? What are you setting out to accomplish?
The biggest thing for me is finding the right people now. My business is growing, you know, growing like crazy. So I've got 5 flips going on. I know the business. I need the right people to help me scale. So right now I'm hiring for an acquisitions and operations manager to help me keep leads and deals in the pipeline while I'm out traveling, and who's able to put deals together. So that's not something I went in and did from the start. I did things by myself and then slowly started hiring other tasks out. Okay, I have somebody, you know, I pay a company to send my letters out. I pay people to put roadside signs up for me. Now I'm looking for a go-to person to eventually become my right hand, and, you know, personal assistants and things. So it doesn't happen all at once. Once you start generating that income and learning the business, then that's when you can train somebody else or hire somebody else to do it. But don't do it all at once, but leveraging other people and being able to focus your time on those money-making activities or the things that you love to do.
Yep, that's right. We got to go to break. When we come back, passive investing, lending, how you can make money in your spare time with real estate investing. You want to stay tuned? My guest today, Allison Palgrim from GuidingLightProperties.com. You want to get in touch with her? That's where you do it, GuidingLightProperties.com. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit papersourceseminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's papersourceseminars.com.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Are you ready to build your legacy and work for yourself? NAP, the Note Assistance Program, is here to help you build your empire with mortgage note investing. Receive monthly inventory in your inbox, get access to top-notch online training, and participate in trusted transactions with vetted sellers and buyers. Join their community by visiting noteassistanceprogram.com now and register for one of their nationwide note labs or online training today.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
And we're back. Think Realty Nation. It's Avi Golhar. My guest today, Allison Palmgren from GuidingLightProperties.com. GuidingLightProperties.com. I'm really excited to have a conversation with her today because at the start, you need a good foundational level of understanding of real estate because it's a different vocabulary. It's a different game. It's a totally different market. It's a different everything. The contractors are different. Sometimes you don't know how to manage them. I know for me, I didn't know how to manage my first contractor. And it's one of the mistakes that we talked about that Allison has made, I've made, virtually every real estate investor has made. If they haven't made this mistake, then they're lying to you. Like, it's just one of the fundamental things you got to go through. But if you're the type of person that says, hey, Abby, okay, listen, I understand what you're saying and I hear Allison, I get it, but I don't want to actively flip, right? I don't want to do any of these things. I just want mailbox money. Show me the mailbox money. Allison, how can those folks, which I would assume is a large, it's a large population of our listeners, how can those folks benefit from investing in real estate?
Gotcha. Well, mailbox money is a little bit different. You know, with the passive forms of real estate investing, you still want to do your diligence and know what you're doing because nobody cares about your money the way that you care about your money. So if you're in that position where you do have capital and do have assets to invest, number one, you want it to be with somebody that you trust. You have faith in this person that they can deliver and they can accomplish. So I wouldn't say complete mailbox money because you do need to do your due diligence. But then once you make that decision, like I use private lenders for my fix and flips, even though I do lending. So I use other people's money to fund my deals. And then I go fund other people's deals as well. So, you know, the lenders that lend with me, obviously I've built a reputation. I know what I'm doing. They've seen a track record with me. Even if you're new and don't have a track record yet, showing that you know what you're doing, how you're going to analyze the deal, being able to show them what your business plan is something to help you get funding. When you are the funder and looking mm-hmm. to invest with somebody, you want to know what they're doing and know that you have faith in them and really make sure that the asset, the beautiful thing with real estate is there's an asset tied to it. If somebody doesn't make their mortgage payments, number one, you want to make sure that you are actually secured on the deed, that you have a lien on the property, that you become the bank so that there is a security in that investment. So So if something goes wrong, they don't make their payments or some unforeseen life circumstance happens for them, that you can take control back of that property and be able to sell it or do something with it. So if you are looking at private lending, you want to make sure that it's structured not as just a note, but that there actually is a lien or security, you know, interest on the property so that you have that protection if something does go wrong. For rentals, there's still work with that. You want to, you know, make sure the numbers are good, which is a very important part of real estate. But also, like, even if you use a property manager, you have to manage your property managers. You don't want them making every decision for you. You want to know what's going on, you know, with that property. So it is passive. You wake up every morning with people owing you money, which is passive, but then there's still decision making with that. You don't want to completely leave it in somebody else's hands.
Yep, that's right. And a lot of good property managers will use really good software. All right, so you can log in as the property owner and you can check on the status of your property. You can check to see if, when rent was paid, et cetera. One of these software tools is called Buildium. And check with your property manager and see. I mean, there are a lot of different tools out there. But if they're not using a CRM, if they're not using some type of tool to track payments and to track maintenance and all this, then I don't believe that would be the best property manager for you, and then you might need to rethink the type of people that you're hanging around. So just something to consider. It's one of these things. Passive investing with real estate does work, but you have to do it right, but you also have to manage it, right? At the end of the day, you do want to know what's going on with your money, so you want to make sure that you're paying attention. Allison, you mentioned a couple of things, one of which is numbers in real estate. You've said that a couple of times, and I love talking about numbers. And I know you and I can geek out on this and nerd out on this forever. And I wish I had a three-hour radio show instead of an hour. So maybe I can put up the request upstairs and see what we can do here. But when you're evaluating deals, let's say on a flip deal, what are your numbers? What do you pay attention to? How do you evaluate it?
Everything is in the numbers. My decision for how much I pay for a property, how much I can pay, is determined by the numbers. It's really not emotion, or it shouldn't be emotion. It's all about the numbers, what the market conditions are, the location, how much work it needs. That all goes into the numbers. So the first thing I want to look at is, what is the potential value of the property when I am going to sell, once it's all fixed up, how I want it fixed up, all sparkling, ready for new owners. That's going to be the ARV. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is a number that you want to look at, which is the after repair value, what the property is worth after it's repaired. So that's something that you want to be able to calculate. So there's, you know, obviously a realtor can help you look at that, you know, number. And, you know, there's a lot of resources online where you can look at these online resources. Some of them spit out a number, but that's not what you want to look at. You want to go in and actually look at properties, what they sold for, how much they sold for per square foot, based on like-type properties that are in a similar condition to how you would repair it. So ARV, very important. Then you also want to know, how much money do you have to put into the repairs? So being able to do that, working with a realtor who has had construction experience or something, that could be very helpful. That's actually how I, you know, started when I started looking at that. You can have a contractor come with you. The thing is, contractors don't want to work for free. They want to know they're going to have deals. So if they go to five properties with you and you don't buy any of them, they're probably not going to want to help you anymore. But contractors and GCs and things are a way to get quotes, but you also want to shop those around. And then your profit. That's a number you want into the deal. How much profit do I want to make on this? My personal number for flips, my minimum is 20 most of the time. If it's a property that they're, you know, it needs paint, carpet, I can have it on the market in a couple of weeks. It's not a huge, you know, it's under $100,000 all in. Then you know what? I might be willing to take 15 because there's not that much risk or something like that. But usually my bottom line number is 20. I have to make $20,000 to make it worth my time, or 15% of ARV, which is the amount I could sell the property for. So if the house is, let's say, I think I can sell it for 200, I would want to make 15% of that number, which would be $30,000 profit. So that's personally my kind of general formula for how much profit I want to make. Mm-hmm. But each investor is different. But that's what I go by. But then there are some other factors. If it's a really huge rehab and, you know, it needs $100,000 worth of repairs and it's going to take 3 months to get on the market, I may want to make a higher profit percentage, you know. So there's a lot of things to look at, but that's kind of my general guideline. And then the carrying costs, that's the other factor. What are you paying for your money? Utilities, taxes. There's all these other expenses that keep building up the longer you own the property. And then, of course, your closing costs, realtor fees, the closing attorney, things like that. So you want to calculate in all these numbers, not just look at what the value of the property is and the price of repairs. There's a lot of other expenses in there that you need to look at. So I could go over numbers for a long time, but I don't have time to get into that today. But that's kind of the basics of how I run my numbers for fix and flips.
I like it. So do you have a baseline of the $30,000 in profit? Is that generally what you're looking at? Or are you looking at something
20,
a little greater?
$20,000.
Okay, gotcha.
So $20,000 is, it's either $20,000 or 15% of ARV, whichever is more. So like let's say $100,000 property, 15% of that would be $15,000. I think I could sell it for $100,000. So $15,000 would be my profit that I need based on the 15%, but $20,000 is greater. My bottom line of 20 is greater, so I'd use the higher number. If it's a $300,000 property when it sells, 15% of that would be $45,000. $45,000 is higher than the 20, so I'm going to use that number. Either $20,000 or 15% of ARV, whichever is higher, is kind of the general model I go by for what type of profit I want to make to do a deal.
I like that. I think that's really, really smart. Any gold nuggets? We've got to wrap up. We have like 30 seconds.
Okay.
One gold nugget and the best way to get in touch with you.
Okay. You can reach me on all my social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. I do a lot of videos and pictures at the deals that I'm working on, so feel free to check those out. I haven't been super great at being consistent with social media because I'm so busy being a practitioner in my business and traveling, but that's something that is also on the radar for 2019. One more thing, reach out to me. I also am doing an event in D.C. on February 23rd, and we may be live streaming that. So if
awesome.
You want to attend by live stream or even in D.C., just reach out to me on one of those social media platforms. And then if you want to sell your house fast, you can go to guidinglightproperties.com, specifically in the North Carolina area.
Got it. Think Realty Nation. That's it. Have questions? ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.